Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Good afternoon from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. We're going to lead off our day today by doing something we should have done yesterday, but let's do it now. Because we are joined now from Combat Speed LLC by Super Dave Harrington. How you doing, sir?
All right, just fine, Bill. How are you?
I'm good, although I've made a change.
In respect to what?
So I've got my Glock shooting mojo back, and I have Glocks.
Okay.
And I like my Glocks, but. Somebody has made a suggestion to me, and I have tried it, and I'm probably, when you and I take our class, when I get my class with you, right. I'm probably not going to be using a Glock 45.
That's fine, bro. Use what you think you can use best.
Well, I think you're going to be interested in this because I'm going to be using a Shadow Systems XR920, which is the same configuration as the Glock 45.
Okay. You against me.
Well, I hope not. If that's the way it's going to be, I'm not showing up, Dave. No, not showing up for that one. Okay.
What, bro?
But
that's cool, man. What was the one thing that, or was it a combination of things that made you decide?
So, do you know who John Farnham is?
Right. I've never met him, but I know who he is. Yes.
So John is he's like you. He's a Glock guy. He likes Glocks. He likes that he doesn't have to worry about safeties and all that other nonsense on the gun, right. And he just runs and runs and runs. And he has run Glock since there's been a Glock.
Right.
So then somebody let him borrow a Shadow Systems.
Okay.
And he continued to carry his Glock, and he shot the Shadow Systems, and he shot it and shot it. He tried everything he could to break it, and it would not break. In fact, it shot better, and it was easier because it is a little straighter on the grip angle, and the way they do the back strap, the entire back strap slides off. So you can either make it as flat as you want, or you can get that, that 22.
Modular system.
Yeah.
Cool.
And so he told me, he said, because I have one now. I have an MR920, which is the Glock 17 size. And he said, I didn't believe him, but he told me once you start shooting these, you're going to say, okay, I'll make the switch. So then I went one place where I could shoot one magazine. I got to tell you. I've got to tell you. And when we do finally do this, I would be very happy to put this in your hands. And,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
One thing that they have that's very interesting with Shadow Systems, though, that I don't know of any other gun manufacturer that they make except for one, and that's just a personal guarantee for me. If you use their weapon in a legitimate self-defense setting.
Right.
And you are exonerated and, it's found to be a righteous shoot, and they take your gun, they will give you another gun.
Very cool.
Yeah, so. So that's coming along. That's happening soon. And it'll fit into my Super Dave rig.
Very good.
Like a glove.
I was going to ask you, if there was any one thing about the balance, how does it feel?
It feels lighter. And when I felt it, when it was loaded, and I was like, okay, this is going to shoot. This is going to be snappy. No.
Right. Okay.
It was not. Cool. It was not snappy at all. But I don't know if it's because of the grip angle or whatever. It just feels lighter to me. If you look at them, my first thought when I look at this is it looks like a really, really, really well-executed Poly 80 pistol.
Right.
Except they have gone beyond that, and the trigger is a little bit better.
Okay.
I think the barrels probably fit a little bit better. It's it does have some Glock parts in it, but like the barrels are they're match grade. So
right.
And they they don't cost as much as a custom Glock would, but like a $2,500 Glock would, but they're not as cheap as a standard Glock. So
right.
They
right.
sort of fall in that nice little middle ground, but I'll be interested to see what you have to say about it. I'm gonna take out the MR920 this coming.
What type of sights did you put on it? What type of sights do you have on?
Well, on the XR920, I'm just gonna have their standard sight.
Okay.
And on the MR920, I may put a dot on it, but I'm gonna try it with the standard sights. I'm actually gonna shoot, 300-400 right. rounds out of it this coming weekend and see what I feel about it.
Kind of break it in a little bit.
Yep. So, but I'm not normally, I had gotten away from custom guns, and I did not think.
I understand that perfectly.
Yeah, I'd gotten away from custom guns, but apparently this is something that I have resisted it. A lot of people have been like, you should try out the Shadow Systems, you should try it out, and I've been like, how can it be any better than a Glock, a regular Glock? If you're going to go with that, just go with a regular Glock. But, I have some Poly 80s that have been made by a sponsor here locally that I took to the tactical response class.
Mm-hmm.
And they ran like a Swiss clock, and it was because I had a manufacturer actually put it together and serialize it, not because I was able to do it myself. It was actually very well put together. It had a very good trigger in it, a little bit of a barrel fit. But they went through, James, don't let you treat your guns nice.
Right.
I did get a little bit of stuff from one of the Army guys that was in the cadre that was, I don't guess he thought anybody else had ever been in the Army, but he's giving me a bunch of junk because it had a little bit of paint on the slide.
Right.
And I put that one to bed, but beyond that, it was a blaster, man. It was a blaster. Both of them were. I had the full sized and the 19 sized.
Right.
I'll have to send you a picture of the 19 sized one. You might get a kick out of it.
Okay.
But that's my thing. On the one hand, I think I'll say I've made a change, and on the other hand, everything remains the same. It takes Glock magazines. It fits in all the Glock holsters. It'll use the right. Glock parts.
The Ghost Glock.
Yeah, a Ghost Glock.
Good deal.
A Ghost Glock. But, that's what that is all about. Now, today, I want to have the same kind of talk I had with Farnham with you, because I would think you also are a little more dialed into this than I am. I want to talk about what we've seen here recently in Sacramento, California, that shooting coming out of Sacramento, and the shooting that we had on this subway the other day.
Right.
Well, yesterday, not quite 48 hours ago. And right. And get your opinion on this from a guy, because when I look at things like that, I do not classify those as a self-defense situation. I classify that as a terror situation, even though they're not terrorists, but if they're out there doing the kind of things and using a certain tactic,
right?
Well, but I want to float that past you and see what your opinion is of that. But hang on for me, if you will. You can find Super Dave at combatspeed.com. There you can find out about his classes, maybe catch a guitar riff, definitely get a seminar here and there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We are talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. Now, you spent your entire military career pretty much in spec ops, yeah?
Correct.
Did you ever have to get concerned in that whole counter-terror thing?
You know, my primary assignments were either counter or anti-terror.
Okay. So when I look at situations, which while they don't have any political undertones or anything to them, it's just the way when I'm looking at the technique of them carrying out the way they carry this out. Is the incident in Sacramento, as far as the way you would look at it from a technical standpoint, would you consider that to be a terrorist-type action?
Well, you know, I pulled up Sacramento during the break.
Yeah.
And actually, dude, I have to ask, it's actually kind of sad, I have to ask you, which incident are you talking about? The K Street incident?
Yes.
Okay. The K Street incident, man, that, you know, it sounds to me like just two groups of people, you know, armed, they got into it, you know, no real political motivations or whatever.
Right.
Got to be something on a personal level. But dig this. I don't understand why people continuously try to make sense out of a system that's already broken. Because one of these dudes, reading an update here, was this Dandre Martin, 26 years old. He was arrested on April 4th for charges of assault with a deadly weapon and carrying a loaded firearm. So how was he even available for this gig?
Well, there's a thing that has happened in the United States where George Soros has financed and paid and helped certain people campaign to be districts of attorney. So, like in California and San Francisco and possibly in Sacramento as well, they have these DAs that get out there and say, okay, I'm going to decriminalize this. And they can't really do that. They just won't prosecute.
It's kind of like a catch and release program.
Yeah, well, not even that bad. Not even that good. In San Francisco, you and I, we could go there, just regular guys, get us a couple of shopping carts, roll into any store we want to, and steal $949.99 worth of stuff, and we're not considered felons.
Huh.
And they have bail reform. So they don't have to post any sort of bond. They put all the bail bondsmen out of business in California and various places too. So basically they go in and they come right back out. So that's how that kid got in and out of jail so fast and was able to shoot up that little street incident.
You know, it's like, how do you make sense out of a broken system? You can't. This stuff is going to go on and on. It just blows my mind that it's not that people have allowed things to get this bad. Things have been engineered to be this bad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And just flat out un-American.
You're absolutely true. Absolutely true. This guy in New York, they did manage to catch him today, but this guy in New York, he had a YouTube channel where he was talking all this nonsense. And I mean, you've seen some guys in the gun community get in trouble, real trouble. Jaeger got in real trouble on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy, apparently, he could say whatever he wanted to say about anybody he wanted to say about, and he was just allowed to do it. And I guess it was because he wasn't Caucasian. And, you know, that's all the stuff that's going on right now. That's right. You're right. It's all been engineered to roll this way. But in the interim, most of these places where this kind of thing takes effect, they don't have any sort of provision for people to carry a gun to defend themselves. In most of those places, it's a May issue sort of thing.
Right.
And in California and New York, that means no issue.
Well, excuse me. What is the status in San Francisco alone, or Sacramento?
Of?
carrying concealed? Is it
Well, you know, that's the state.
Is it illegal?
That's the state. Well, I mean, they have a may issue provision, but in California, you have to go to your sheriff. So Sacramento is the you have to go to your sheriff.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah, I got that part. Okay.
And then in Sacramento is the seat of the state government. So Gavin Newsom and his little Kabul is there, and I'm pretty sure that they don't issue any guns in. In Sacramento.
Not to regular people.
No.
That's a who-you-know gig.
That's a who-you-know gig, and it's also, if you're a criminal and you don't care, well, then you just carry whatever you want, wherever you want, is all
right, exactly, yeah. Doesn't matter.
So.
Wow.
California, well, I mean, until recently, California, if you had a concealed carry permit in California, you could go anywhere with a gun that a cop could go, until recently.
Right.
That means schools, hospitals, anywhere else a cop can go with a gun, you could go. And nobody ever did anything with that. Nobody right. ever abused that or anything. They did away with that. They're always solving problems that don't exist.
Right. Well, what about this other incident? You said there was two, right?
The New York one?
Yeah.
Subway one. So this guy, and we're coming up on the next break, but I'll set this up. So this guy showed a degree of sophistication because he figured out, well, if I pop smoke, I'm going to cause some confusion. But then he apparently got spooked by his gun having a malfunction and dropped it and ran. So, but from a standpoint of that sort of an incident, I want your impression on that. Although,
okay.
Just me personally, if I was sitting on that subway station and a dude pulls out a gun and it looks like I'm going to die heading at him. I'm going to try to tackle him and see if I can take him down. I do not understand this mentality where somebody produces a gun and everybody cowers from it.
That's the conditioning.
I guess so. For those of you out there that are listening to Super Dave, you can follow him on Facebook. He has two Facebook pages. Dave Harrington, this is one where he gets out there and he'll show you a shooting check or shooting drill, or maybe he'll play a guitar riff. And then there's Super Dave Harrington, which is his commercial page, and there he's very few guitar riffs on there. Very few guitar riffs. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Frank James, the black nationalist suspect in the Brooklyn subway mass shooting, is in police custody. Police arresting him in New York City's East Village Wednesday afternoon. As far as how the arrest was handled, NYPD Chief of Department Kenneth Corey.
Crime Stopper tip comes in, reports that the male is in the McDonald's on 6th Street and 1st Avenue in the 9th Precinct down on the Lower East Side in East Village. Officers respond to the McDonald's. He's not in the McDonald's. They start driving around the neighborhood looking for him. They see him on the corner of St. Mark's and 1st, and they take him into custody. No incident in taking him into custody.
President Biden is authorizing another $800 million in taxpayer money in security assistance for Ukraine. That includes helicopters, artillery systems, ammunition, and armored vehicles. USA Radio News. The United States is backing out of sending M-17 helicopters to Ukraine.
In a change of heart, the Biden administration on Wednesday decided not to provide Ukraine with Mi-17 helicopters, despite informing Congress on Tuesday. The helicopters were considered as part of a new $750 million aid package to Ukraine. The Mi-17 is a very aggressive Soviet-era helicopter designed in the mid-70s. The White House did not immediately respond to inquiries explaining their decision. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has agreed to ease inspections of truck traffic coming from Mexico. Meanwhile, the first busload of illegal immigrants caught at the Texas border has arrived at the nation's capital. This busing strategy is part of Abbott's response to the Biden administration's decision to end a public health rule, which has been used to expedite deportations. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We are talking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed, LLC. And we were going to talk, we had just opened up the can of worms that is the New York incident that occurred yesterday, the subway shooting.
Which they just recently caught that dude.
Yep, I guess he was needing some McNuggets or something. They caught him at McDonald's.
Yeah.
So as far as this guy's attack, which, from what I understand, he had two smoke canisters, which he popped. And then he pulled out a Glock of some form, which they have not identified that. Sometimes I think they use the term Glock as a Xerox type term. It's all guns are Glocks.
Right.
And but apparently he had some sort of an extended magazine, which the only extended magazines I ever deal with are those 33 rounders. Have you ever had a problem with a 33 rounder?
No, not at all.
Well, apparently his gun malfunctioned.
Any problem, feeding problem?
I would. He had some sort of a malfunction that he could not reduce, so he dropped the gun apparently and took off.
Right.
He did show up in a gas mask, although he was wearing a safety vest for, you know, that's sort of a conspicuous. Hey, anybody seen a man in a gas mask with a safety vest on? I would have thought people might have seen him, but they did not for a bit. What do you think about the technical side of the attack?
The what of say again?
On the technical side of the attack, what did he do that showed that he might have known what he was doing? Because he lost me when he couldn't reduce the malfunction in the gun. But I'm interested in what you.
Well, yeah. I hate to say this, man, but the bottom line is, from a military perspective, anytime you're going to do an op, what do you do? If you can do one thing, what is it? What are you going to do? A rehearsal. You know what I mean?
Explain that.
If you're hitting the target, you're going to build a mock-up of the target, and you're going to go completely through exactly what you want to accomplish.
Well, I thought you... I know what you're talking about now. I thought you said reversal. You said rehearsal.
Oh, no,
so that's my bad.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, no sweat. But, the technical side of it, man, I don't see the technical side of it, so to speak, and here's why. Because this is probably some old disgruntled dude that, in his mind, the only way he's ever going to have an opportunity or the ability to influence anyone is going to do some dumb stuff like this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's probably what it's going to boil down to. Some other weak-minded individual that's going to think, terrorizing a bunch of civilians is going to have a positive influence on anybody or in any way. That's a sick mind at work.
Yeah. Well, and here's the thing about this. Once again, you're talking about the way things are designed or engineered. See, since Obama was president, this thing called ID politics sort of developed, and they tried to segment everybody into little demographic groups. And if you were a Caucasian male, of course, you were vilified. If you were a Caucasian male in our age group, we were the problem.
Oh, yeah, but I remember that whole scenario.
Well, I mean, it's still sort of in place today, but with this guy's older than me and you that they called James. His last name is James, I think. And he's been fed a steady diet most of his, since 2008, that everybody belongs to some victim group, except for Caucasian guys.
Right.
So, he's, now they're characterizing him as this or that, but he's a result of policy. He's a result of the story he's been fed. Conditioning, as you would say.
Right.
Probably never occurred to him to go through
a
mock-up.
It's a sad commentary, man.
It is.
I mean, if this is it's a sad commentary on civilization. Is this, kind of like what we've come to?
In certain places, I think it is. Yeah, in certain places, I think it is. I think
it's too short to be distracted with this kind of stuff.
I know. Well, I mean, one good thing that's happening now is that, I mean, I look at TikToks. I have a TikTok account. I don't use it, but I look at the TikToks. You know what I'm talking about when I say TikTok?
I'm familiar with it. Yeah, I don't have an account.
Yeah, it's a little short form video format.
Okay.
There's a lot of black Americans, and I only say that simply because I want to identify who they are, because they're the ones that have been being told that they are victims, that reject that narrative. They're very content just to be Americans.
That's
they're
cool.
Very content to live in this country with everybody else that lives in this country. And it is not the... But I wonder if, these blue cities, like New York, Chicago, Sacramento, I wonder if those areas are just destined to be just... someplace that you wouldn't send Snake Plissken.
I guess, yeah. I mean, eventually the cancer is going to consume the host. So what happens then?
Well, right now, what was it? I was listening to a news report the other day of the Trail of Iron. And all the guns that supposedly come up into New York and all these other places from states where they don't have restrictive gun laws. And one of their things that they have, because they all have A ratings with the Giffords Foundation.
Are you talking about legal or smuggling?
Smuggling.
Okay.
Smuggling, yeah. So one of the things they have, though, to help these guys out with their ratings, because they have this point rating system, is they want is how many crime guns are exported out of these states and cities. Which, when you look at New York or Sacramento or Chicago, of course there's no crime guns being exported out of there. That's where all of the straw purchase guns go and fall into the black market. And I look at the way they have to pad their statistics as they try to beat us with statistics. That'll learn them. That'll show them we don't have any. We export no crime guns.
Yeah, well, the truth is they don't know.
That's true.
That's true. They have no idea.
No, they do not. But
how could you possibly generate an answer for that?
Anything that you would come up with would be a stab in the dark. But see, they always do a lot of conflation of data anyway. They call suicide with a gun gun violence.
Wow.
And I don't consider that to be gun violence.
No, normally violence is perpetrated on someone else.
Yeah, and it's a sad testimony to whoever does that to themselves, but it's not about getting out there and saying, well, more gun violence, and I'll throw a figure at you when we get back. We're coming up on the last break.
Yeah.
Super Dave Harrington, you can find him you can follow him on Instagram at sdave_Harrington. He's getting a little more active on that. And I don't ever mention that you are the host of Trigger Time TV on the Pursuit channel. So go check him out there.
I never think of mentioning that either.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com.
John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. I am talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed, LLC. Have you ever carried a backup gun?
Well, I wouldn't say necessarily a backup gun. I did work with a two-gun rig for a while. For one reason only. Remember the, there's a saying that goes, the fastest reload is your other gun.
Right.
Well, I took that serious, man, to figure that out. And the fact of the matter, it's not true. My setup, you know, I had, okay, well, basically, dig this. If you added the same holster as the S-Dave holster,
right,
but a cross draw, right hand cross draw to be worn in front of the mags on the left in the, you know, appropriate position, that was my two-gun rig.
And what was the second gun?
G45, bro.
Hey.
Same gun. Same.
Okay.
Just a cross draw.
Gotcha. Hey, I'm good.
And the funny thing happens, man, when you drop your pistol on purpose. Well, even if you do it by accident, but that should never happen. But when you drop a gun on purpose, a pistol, especially a Glock or any polymer frame gun, what's it 9 times out of 10 going to land on? The sight or the sights, right? Because gravity's always in effect.
They're top heavy.
Well, I tell you, man, it kind of hurt my feelings the first couple times I did it because, you know, I'm purposefully dropping the gun on purpose. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it did cost me a set of sights one time before I switched on and started padding the impact area to catch it. But dig this. I can load. Now, this is on my A game. If I have a standard setup, I'm working with both hands on the pistol. I fire to slide lock, get it loaded, and deliver a follow-on round. I can do that in the 1.5 to 1.5 seconds or less. For me to understand the pistol has been fired to slide lock and purposefully drop it So you've got the response time and the action there. And commit to the draw stroke, you might follow on pistol and get it back into action with a two-hand grip aimed in and firing would take anywhere from 2.5 to 3 seconds. Just the mechanics of it, it's going to take you longer. You understand what I mean?
Well, I do. I think that probably has more to do with the fact of the way you train and practice.
Right.
Do you...
Go ahead.
Well, no, I was going to say, for those that do carry that, though, I think it's probably because you're probably really fast on a mag change.
Yeah, but I'm not going to bet my life on it. Remember, man, the only reason you should be loading the gun is when you have an opportunity to keep it loaded to prevent finding yourself firing it empty.
Right.
You see what I mean?
I do.
That's why some people describe it as an emergency load or whatever. I just call it a combat load. But, everything's important and everything matters. It's just, nobody's going to, this is something I recently came up with, working on this cadre level program. Dig this, I realize this, man. We have a, our learning mentality is kind of like crawl, walk, run, right? Well, how long are those periods of time? I mean, how do you quantify that crawl, walk, run mentality?
Right.
Who's going to teach you? I don't want to look for somebody that's going to teach me how to crawl, how to walk, or how to run. I know how to do all that. I want somebody to teach me how to make the decision of whether I need to crawl, walk, or run at this point in time. You get the analogy there?
I do.
Because you can be as highly skilled as you want, man, and be dumb as a box of rocks and get rolled up pretty quick.
Yeah.
You got to be well balanced. There's other things than, producing men in a group or men at angle groups with a pistol. Come on.
Yeah, I don't. For me, when I'm training, which I don't, the only thing that I do is if I'm checking my sights, I will slow that down to check my sights, so I can take a measure.
Check them how?
Well, just to make sure that I'm hitting where I'm aiming, to make sure the sights don't need to be drifted or something. Especially with dots.
Yeah. I mean, when you're zeroing your blaster, that's why you're doing it.
Right. But then when I'm actually
sights at speed.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Once I get out there, now that I have figured out certain things with the grip and everything else, but when I am shooting, I'm not so, my group that might be the size of an apple when I'm shooting at 25 yards and I'm trying to hit a specific point, I'm willing to let that apple expand to a nice round melon if I'm having to shoot, because I'm thinking is rounds down range, hits, hits, hits.
Well, we're going to find out, dude, because I'm going to give you every opportunity to show me.
Hey, man. Hey, I'm going to do my very level best. I want you to be proud.
Of your effort just to make it happen and get out there.
Yeah.
We'll make it happen, but right. I can talk to you about that later.
Yeah, we can. Before we run out of time, how is the shoulder?
It's not good. It's tore up, and there's. Yeah. I got my heart monitor today. I got to wear it for a week, blah, blah, blah. I got a test, some heart test on the 4th, May 4th, and I'll probably have my shoulder operated on at the end of May.
How do you currently feel?
I feel okay, but I don't know how far I can push my shoulder.
Right.
And I don't really want to find out.
Well, no,
but
nobody
I've got
does.
To start doing some gun work, and get ready for this. I'm going to try to run this program mid-May.
Gotcha.
While I'm still functional.
The cadre program?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And it's a 3-day gig in Michigan. Yeah. But I want to say, I don't know, May 13th, 14th, and 15th or something like that. But, dude, the deal is I'm flat and stable. I've got to suffer the delays in the medical system and do the best I can to hang on to the end of my rope. That's all I'm doing.
Well, I mean, that's all you can do. Yep. That's all you can do.
Bam.
Bam. So, before we run out of time, for those of you that are looking to get involved with Super Dave, well, you probably have to go to combatspeed.com. From there, you can find out where he's going to be, when he's coming. Trigger Time TV. He does a little bit of Trigger Time himself there when he's there, although I suspect it probably embarrasses the kids that are out there trying to be the next Super Dave, but it's a fun time when Super Dave is in front of that. And, hey, just a font of information, all practical, all easy to understand. Thank you very much for joining me today, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity, Mr. Bill. Take care.
You betcha. All right. Coming up next is going to be Keita Bussey, the weaponized woman. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.